Welcome to the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Excellence at a university can be measured in many ways: graduation rates, prestigious alumni, or jobs taken by recent graduates. U.S. News & World Report recently ranked the University of Louisiana at Monroe as one of the best regional universities in the South. Dr. Eric Panny, Vice President of Academic Affairs at ULM, joins me now to talk about it. Welcome back to the ULM Forum.
Hi, Jay.
First of all, what does it mean for the University of Louisiana at Monroe to break into that top 100 of best regional universities?
Well, I think what it means is that we have some public recognition of something that we've known for a long time, that we have a great university here right in Monroe. And what that does now is it creates some exposure so that it's always good to get an independent validation of your what you know. So this provides that. Plus, it provides some additional publicity for the university, and it gets that word out there to the areas beyond Monroe, beyond Northeast Louisiana. You'd be surprised how many people, even in the southern part of the state, don't know about Monroe. So we're very happy to see U.S. News & World Report has recognized the quality of ULM.
I know that was also certainly one of Dr. Bruno's initiatives when he first came to be president, was we've got to make sure that everybody knows about what the good that's going on at this university.
Exactly. I think from the first day he's been here, he said, you know, ULM is probably the best kept secret in the state. We often have referred to it as the gem on the bayou that's hidden. I think if you talk to our alumni, you know, being an alumnus yourself, I think I hope you feel that the education you received here was good. But the feedback that we get from our alumni is, boy, they're really happy they came here. And we see students who transfer to ULM now from other institutions, and they say, wow, it's just a different place here. I feel connected. I feel like I'm an individual here rather than just one of thousands.
And certainly this is not the first time that ULM has been in U.S. News & World Reports. Recently, in February, was recognized too.
Right. Our online master's program in education was recognized as being one of the top graduate degrees online in the country. If my recollection is right, they used four different classifications, or they measured four different items, and ULM was the only institution in the state that was ranked in all four categories.
Turning to a similar kind of accolade, I guess you could call it, Kiplinger Personal Finance released the 10 best college majors for a lucrative career. Certainly something that in these economic times, everyone is looking closely at, as students who are choosing majors. And ULM offers 9 of those 10.
Right. It's so important when a student's out there looking for a job that first they can find the job, and second that it pays a wage that they can live on. And the careers like pharmacy and nursing, the other health sciences, construction management, not only are those jobs available, but they pay a high enough salary that a person can live on that and save some for the future. And that's important. We don't know what the future holds, but we do know that it's important to save and to have money for retirement, and so that you have some time where you can enjoy life again and stop working so hard and take some time to rest and take care of getting sick or whatever other expenses come along the way.
When you look at pharmacy, not only the Doctor of Pharmacy, but also the PhD program and the Bachelor of Science in Toxicology, which is kind of unusual for the nation, really.
It is. We are the only bachelor program in toxicology in the southeastern United States. For many years, one of the hot areas was toxicology because of programs like CSI. And that's exactly what toxicologists do. They go out there and they investigate these issues, and it's an exciting career.
Certainly, nursing, boasting recently very high passage rates on national licensure exams. The Kitty Degree School of Nursing here at ULM, a gem.
2 years in a row with 100% pass rate. I think attests to the quality of the education that our students receive, to the faculty that provides that education.
And as we featured on this program, certainly in the Kiplinger's list, treatment therapy professions, medical technologies, and medical assisting services, ULM excelling there as well with all of the College of Health Sciences boasting 100% passage rate in their licensure exams too.
And it's not just last year. All of those programs consistently produce, if not 100%, well above the national average passage rate on their licensure exams. So it's not a fluke thing. It's consistency. And those are the jobs that are in high demand in this area, in the state, and in the country. So there's a good opportunity for students who are out there who have an interest in the health sciences to have a very satisfying career that provides a safe, a secure financial future for them.
In that top 10 list of lucrative careers, Kiplinger's personal finance included electrical engineering and construction services. ULM, not directly related to that, but certainly with the School of Construction Management, essentially working in that field, but on the manager's level.
Right. The Bachelor of Science in Construction Management is a good program that integrates the areas of electrical and mechanical engineering, as well as the construction aspects of it. So our graduates, when they get out there and have a job, are the ones that are going to be supervising the construction of those buildings, organizing the projects. So they have a different role, but certainly it's directly related to those areas.
And finally, Kiplinger's mentioned management information systems, and ULM's computer information systems has long been producing graduates that take top jobs, well-paying jobs, in being able to do that work.
They do, and networking is so important. The management of data is so critical now that, you know, we're all swamped by information coming at us constantly. It's stopped being a trickle, and you know, the often used metaphor is that it's a fire hose, and it's tough to find that piece of information in there that you really want. And those MIS people are the ones that help companies do that kind of work and make sure that flow of information continues.
What do you see as far as a lot of things have happened in the last probably 5 or 6 years with budget cuts from the state of Louisiana that ULM has and colleges around the country have worked to streamline, but it's also validating to see that ULM is lining up with what other people are saying are the careers of the future.
Yeah, for a long time we've known that the types of degrees that we want to offer are the ones that are going to serve the people in the area. It's going to educate them so that they have jobs that they can go out there and they're prepared for those jobs. We're going to continue to do that. We have some opportunities coming up, I think, in the very near future where we're going to continue to reinforce that. And as I work with the deans and as we all work with the faculty to develop programs, we're going to make sure that those are the ones that people need, that it helps meet the workforce needs of the businesses and industries in the area.
How do you see ULM as positioned for the future, not just maybe things that are going to be in the near future, but in the distant future, being able to adapt to and change to what the job markets are demanding?
Well, I think you hit it right on the nail. It's the ability to adapt and change. And that's what distinguishes a university graduate, say, from not to say anything poor about technical school graduates, but a technical school graduate is specifically targeted to have the skills in a given area, and they have a very good knowledge in that area. A university graduate, on the other hand, has learned to learn, to adapt, and to assimilate information, and to have the skills that are necessary to do that. That's been central to ULM's education process forever, and it will continue to be. So we will always stay in touch with the businesses and industries in the area to find out what their needs were, but we'll always make sure that we produce those core values, those core skills of learning and critical thinking.
Dr. Eric Panney, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Jay. I enjoyed it.
Dr. Eric Panney is the Vice President for Academic Affairs at ULM. Kiplinger's Personal Finance recently released the 10 best college majors for a lucrative career. ULM offers, in variations, 9 of those 10 majors. Also, ULM has been recognized in U.S. News & World Report's list as one of the best regional universities in the South.